The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adyalila, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 2, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama. This partial representation is partial representation called Karnadakshaya Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes.
Maya bhartta ajanda sangha srayangam sitesh sakshat karanam bojumadde jasai kangsa sri pumanadi deva tam sri nitananda ramam prabadde. Yesterday we discussed about Purnai Sajya, Sankarsanakham, Nityananda Ramam, the deity, the superintending deity of the spiritual world. Here also, anywhere, the master is Krishna in his different form. So, just like for management, we expand some secretaries or personal representative. Similarly, there is good management also in Krishna's affairs. The original person is Krishna, and his expansions, they are also as good as Krishna, but departmental. So we have discussed yesterday that in the spiritual world, Sankarsan is the supreme manager. And so far the material world is concerned, the same person is the supreme, but his name is different, Karunabdhi Sai. In the spiritual world, the name is Sankarsan, and the material world, the supreme superintendent is also the same person, but name is different. Karanabdhi Sai. This Karanabdhi Sai is Maya Bharta. Bharta means husband. Just like a husband begets children in the womb of the wife, similarly, all these universes are impregnated in the total material energy, Maya, by Karana Vishai, Vishnu. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham bija padapita. Sarvajoni shukavanti asambhavanti mutaya ya. Tasang mahajjani brahma. Aham bija padapita. The bija padapita, the father, is the seed giving person, and the mother is receiving the seed. And then she is impregnated and they develops the body, as we have got experience, the creation, the creative energy. This is going on, the same process everywhere. So, this Karanamdhisai Vishnu, we have already discussed to some extent, is the origin of this material creation. That the scientist says that, I do not know exactly what is their theory, but so far I've heard that there are so many theories. One of them is there was a chunk, and from that, this material world, they have no idea what is material world, spiritual world. But in that way, creation took place. Can anyone say what is the theory of creation? Can anyone of you say? What do they say about the creation?
And one theory is that there's a big chunk, and then from that everything else came.
Exploded. Big bang. Big bang.
So what from the chunk came? And that is not. That is their brain fad, that they are simply trying to get everything from matter. That is their material brain. But we see here that the origin is not matter. Origin is Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the supreme soul. Mahavishnu. So, we cannot accept such nonsense theory that chunk exploded. Where is the evidence that a chunk explodes automatically? How nonsense theory it is. We have got experience. There is explosion of big, big mountains when there is dynamite. And the dynamite is given by some person. So how explosion can take place without the hand of somebody else, some living entity? This simple theory, they cannot understand. That where is the evidence that matter acts automatically? Where is the evidence? How you can say that there was a chunk? Suppose there was a chunk. First of all, the question will be who made this chunk? And then again, the next question will be how explosion took place unless there was some living being to explode. As we have got experience that sometimes we explode the mountain with dynamite, and that is arranged by a living being. They have no common sense, even, and they are passing as big, big philosophers, scientists. Where is the evidence? Can anyone say, is there any evidence that matter explodes without a living being's touch? Is there any? No.
The sun. So many explosions are going on in the sun every day.
Oh, that is the same thing that Vrishchik Tandulonna. Explosion is going on, but behind that, all these explosions, all these transformations, is the Supreme Lord. That is here. And it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhakshena Prakriti Svyate Sacharacharam Hetunani Nakontiya Jagadvi Parivartate. They do not see who is behind this explanation. That is their ignorance or poor fund of knowledge. We have got practical experience that no explosion takes place without the touch of a human being. Similarly, even there is explosion going on, but there is a touch of the Supreme Being. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayad Bhakshena. We are seeing the explosion. There's a child sees the explosion. He does not know that there, behind the explosion, there is the management of a superior being. This is childish observation. Because in Shastra we see that behind everything, the hand of the Supreme Being is there, and by our practical experience also we see that matter does not act automatically without being touched by a living being. So how we can accept this argument that the explosion is going on automatically? What is the evidence? There is no evidence. So this is not, besides that, we have to accept the Vedic injunction, Shastric injunction, not nonsensical theories. If we are guided by nonsensical theories, then we'll never be able to understand how things are going on. Panthastu koti satavastha sampragamya vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sappastija prapadashimna avichintatatte govindamadi purusam tamam. You can go on observing one after another by many years. Just like if you start your jet plane from here to see where is the original cause, panthastu koti satavas, and go on for many, many millions of years with the speed of mind, panthastu koti satavasya sambhav, koti satavasya, millions and millions of years, and panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayuratha, this airplane, vayurath, vayurath means airplane, there are different speed. What is the speed? The speed is mental speed. Now their speed, say 18,000 miles per hour. But if there is question of mental speed, it is more speedier than the bio spirit. We have got experience, many thousand miles by your mind you can reach within a second. So with the mental speed airplane, if you start today and go for many millions of years, still it will be not possible to find out where from the explosion is coming. That is not the way. Therefore, Sruti Pramana. Sruti Pramana means from the Vedic evidence we have to understand. Now just like in the Vedas, it is said, Jalajanavalakhani. In the Vedas, all knowledge is there. All the living entities described fully and with minute, exact quantity. Now within the water, we understand from the Vedic literature, there are 900,000 forms of aquatics. Now, the modern scientists, how many they have observed or studied? But it is said exactly 900,000. Jalajanam lakhani, sthavara lakhavinsati. Of course, you cannot enter within the water. But on the land, now, different species of plants and trees, and that is 2 million. How many the botanists have studied? 2 million. Sthavara lakhavinsati. Even in your country, in your village, you will find daily some new vegetable. Yes. So, these are the Vedic calculations. And not only that, there are different species of life and how they are working, what senses are predominant in each and every life. Everything is described. Everything is very minutely described. Therefore, if we want to have knowledge, we cannot do it by mental speculation. We should know that our mind is very, very limited. Simply by theorizing, it is not possible. Therefore, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet samit prani srutiram brahmanishtam. So, we have to know from the supreme authority or the Vedas, then the knowledge will be perfect. Otherwise, so original creative energy is coming from this Karunabhishayi Vishnu. This is confirmed in Brahma Sanghita. Jasyaika nishasita kalam athavalamba jivanti loma viloja jagadannanatha. See, jagadannanatha, here it is also said, ajanna. Jagadanna or ajanna. The same thing, or brahmanda. The same meaning. Aja means Brahma. So, the Brahma is the head of this anda, it is egg-like. This whole universe is like an egg, anda. So as from the anda, from the egg, bird is coming out, similarly from this egg-like substance, aja has come. Aja means who does not take birth like other human beings or animals, but from this anda. So, Karunabdhi Sai Vishnu, another name is Ajanna Sanghasrayanga. His whole body is producing universe. Ajanna Sanghasa. Sanghasa means aggregate, congregation. Just like we have got holes on the body, pores in the body, so we do not know even how many pores are there in my body. But it is a fact. We cannot, even in a localized head, we cannot count how many pores are there from which the hairs are coming. Is it possible to count? And how many pores are there in our body? This is a little body. And just imagine Mahavishnu, therefore his name is Mahavishnu, from his pores of the body, the universes are coming. From his nostril, with the breathing, universes are coming. So just imagine how many universes are there. The whole body is full of potency to produce universes. and it is continually being produced. Brahma, Brahma Brihattat, Brihanatya. This is the creation. And how you can accept this theory that there was a chunk, an explosion, and the universes began manifesting. And these things are being accepted. Mura na bhijanati mamiva paramabhyam. These rascals, muras, they do not know. And misleadings. Andhajathandhai rupaniyamana. These rascals are blind and they are leading some other blind men and they are satisfied that we have got all scientific knowledge. That's all. That is not the way of scientific knowledge. If you want scientific knowledge, then you should know from Krishna. That is scientific knowledge. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samannitam. Vijnana samannitam. So, we do not, become proud to have very, very scientific, accurate knowledge by speculation. We are not such people. We are taught by the parampara system that we are humble servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and what our Master says, we accept. Yes. We do not like to be foolishly proud to have full knowledge of this universe, of this creation. We have full knowledge, but we understand in this way. This is called parampara system. Just like in the Vedas, take for example the Brahma Sanghita, it is spoken by Lord Brahma. Brahma, he has got the full knowledge. Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaye. Because the full knowledge was given. Full knowledge of creation was given to Brahma. We do not accept this nonsense theory that there was no human being, and later on they become gradually civilized, and for the last 200 years only they have got the intelligence, scientific knowledge. We do not accept this nonsense theories. Our understanding is the first creation is the most intelligent human being, Brahma. Not that there was no human being or any living being. No, the first creation is the most perfect or intelligent living being. This is our theory. Not theory, it is the Vedic evidence. And he got full knowledge from the Supreme. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavaye Adikavi, the original learned person. And then he compiled Vedas, giving full knowledge, what he experienced. And the Brahma Sanghita is there. It is written by Brahma. And in the Brahma Sanghita, the Karanabhishayi Vishnu is mentioned, Jasaika Nishyasita Kalama Thavalamba Jivanti Loma Vilaja. It is not that we are accepting this verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita of her. No, it is confirmed by the Vedic knowledge. This is the origin of creation. Not that this chunk or matter cannot expand. Matter, when there is reaction, that's like explosion. We have got experience that there is sometime explosion, like if you mix together two chemicals, acid and alkali, there is explosion for the time. But this explosion takes place when a chemist in the laboratory mixes soda, soda bicarb and citric acid. Otherwise it is not possible. This is wrong theory that matter automatically takes explosion or something like that. Matter is handled by some superior living being. Then it explodes or whatever you call, it reacts, otherwise it is not possible. And because the living being takes the superior position for explosion of matter or reaction of matter, therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is admitted that the matter is handled by the living being, it is inferior energy. Both of them are energies of the Supreme Lord. But one is superior energy, another is inferior energy. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapanalovayu, this material things, earth, water, air, fire, they are inferior energy. And Krishna says, aparayam, they are inferior. There is another superior energy. Aparayam itastu vidhime prakitiṃ para. There is another superior energy. And what is that superior energy? Na jiva bhuta, this living entity. Jiva bhuta mahabhava. The superior energy is not produced by the inferior energy. That is nonsense. The inferior energy is produced by the superior energy. This is perfect. We have got experience that the superior controls the inferior, not that inferior controls the superior. Where do you get all this idea? Therefore it has been described as apara and paraprakriti. What is that paraprakriti? Jiva bhuto mahabhav jayedam dharjate jagat. The whole world is being manipulated by this superior energy. We have got experience that a human being, an engineer, he is creating a skyscraper building. Not that a skyscraper building is creating an engineer. Where is this theory? So these are all nonsense, simply nonsense, mura. Of course, we use this word, mura, and people become very angry. But what can you do? The muras must be explained as muras. And because the muras are going as intelligent, therefore there is chaotic condition. Then it is confirmed. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to become intelligent, not to remain muras, and to expose these rascal muras. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. See, you must be prepared while making propaganda, expose these muras. That is one of the service of Krishna. Don't remain foolish. Wherever there is required, fight with these muras. And tell them rightly, straightforward, that you are muras. Thank you very much.